The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
What a throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
A couple years ago, if somebody had said to you, do you think it's possible to average a triple-double in the NBA, would you have thought that?
I'd say, why not?
Big ball, on my way to a triple-double.
Westbrook's got his triple-double.
Triple-double, triple-double.
Move over, hang up.
What he's doing is just electrifying. He just attacks everybody.
There's no player like myself.
He's made the triple-double look so easy.
This shit ain't easy, though. I'll tell you that.
History, Russell Westbrook has just surpassed Oscar Robertson.
Normally I don't like to pat myself on the back, but tonight I will. I won't stop until I can't play no more.
He is Jalen Rose. I'm David Jacoby. We are
what
Jalen
up,
and Jacoby. What is it that we do?
We give people what they want.
Joining us later on in the program, Charlotte Hornets head coach James Borrego. But first, you saw it just now. Russell Westbrook now has 182 career triple-doubles, passing Oscar Robertson for the career mark. Jalen, he made history last night. What do you think about the polarizing Russell Westbrook?
So let's talk about what actually makes him polarizing. It's not his points, rebounds, and assists. And it's not that he's the guy that has averaged a triple-double for the last 5 years. What made him polarizing usually is how it started. He averaged 9 points in college, Jacoby. You come to the NBA, you play with KD, you play with James Harden, and then Kevin Durant becomes this 6'10 guy that can shoot the ball from 35 feet with efficiency, 50, 40, 90 caliber, and everybody says, hey, why don't you fall back and be Robin and let him be Batman? But he has an alpha personality. So he still played full throttle, not as efficient as a Steph Curry or Dame Lillard being a primary ball handler. Doesn't have the range of those guys. And I'll pay him the ultimate compliment. It's almost like he's playing like they're not keeping score. He plays the same way the first 2 minutes as he does the last 2 minutes. And that sometimes gets him in trouble at late in games. So that's what made him polarizing. Not efficient shooting and sometimes questionable decisions late in game. So now you're playing with KD. People started to realize KD was an MVP player. When you win it and they lose to the Warriors, we say, oh, KD can't win a championship because of Russ. And so he leaves and KD sends subliminal shots, create burner accounts, and he fed the narrative too. And then he goes to the Warriors and wins 2 championships. And like when Shaq left the Lakers, the fans and the media also blame Kobe. Shaq wins a championship with Miami. He does a freestyle about Kobe Bryant. And Kobe Bryant isn't vindicated until he wins 2 championships without Shaq. For Russ, his vindication comes with his triple doubles. And so for him to do something that only the Big O has done. I thought maybe Magic would do it, my favorite player. I thought Jason Kidd had the potential to do it. Maybe even a LeBron James might average a triple-double one season is what I thought. For him to be able to do it, and as you mentioned, these ain't 10, 10, and 10.
Yes.
As Jacoby said, these are supersized triple-doubles. There aren't many
assists.
Human beings that walk the face of the earth that can average 20 points in the NBA. There aren't many people in the NBA that can average double figure assists. There aren't many people walking the face of the earth that have ever had a 20 assist game. I was watching the game, Jacoby, and he dropped it to Alex Lynn one time. He was right in front of the rim and he's 7 foot and he blew it. And it reminded me of something. This guy is such a playmaker without Bradley Beal. He's making these guys better that the rest of the fans as casuals don't even know who they are. This is remarkable for Russell Westbrook, and I'm really happy for Brody.
He deserves all the celebration that he is getting today. And as you hinted, these are not 15 points, 11 rebounds, and 10 assists. He had 21 assists yesterday. And you also mentioned his history and sort of his reputation. People saying, well, he needs to defer to KD. He's not efficient enough. He shoots too much. He's got 21 assists. That's deferring. That's playmaking. That's exactly what it is. 21 assists. He accounts for so many points for this Wizards team, which is looking at a play in tournament bid. However, you also mentioned this, the late game decision making. He rose up for a 3-point shot when they were only down one in the end of the game, when he could have potentially driven the lane, got a bucket or a foul. Well, he'll have some chances to make late game decisions in critical games, because as you see right there, the Wizards are going to be in the play-in tournament. And like Steph Curry in the West, he is on such a tear, you do not want to play him in a one-game win-or-go-home type of game. And I mentioned Steph Curry because he's still doing his thing as well. The Warriors played the Jazz yesterday. The Jazz, the team with the best record in the NBA, and they could not stop Steph Curry. Had 36 points, a huge three at the end of the game, and they clinched a play-in tournament spot. What do you think about Steph Curry and the Warriors' performance?
Everything we love about Steph Curry is what makes Russell Westbrook polarizing. What is his nickname? Babyface Assassin. Russell Westbrook plays with a scowl. We talked about him being inefficient at times, in particular with range. Steph Curry, the greatest shooter we've seen of all time. Oh, and by the way, Steph Curry has 3 championships. And so a lot of times for a guy like Steph Curry in a season like this, where you're not the championship level favorite, it was for him to come back and reestablish his dominance. He had to put the smack down on the league and let it be known that I can still be that all NBA top player in the game conversation caliber player. And yeah, the Jazz were shorthanded, but to have them in a play-in with the Lakers, and then in the East with LaMelo Ball and the Wizards, I know Adam Silver loves Jalen and Jacoby. It's his favorite show on television and podcast. Take an extra sip of caffeine today, Adam, because this idea was genius. Because you know what we're showing? The bottom of the Western Conference.
Yep.
We don't even have to talk about the top yet. We don't even talk about the Suns and the Jazz and the Nuggets. We don't, and the Clippers. We can talk about them as the playoffs progress. This is brilliant for the NBA. Lastly, Jacoby, I haven't heard you say my 2 least favorite words in the NBA all season. Load management.
That's a good point. That's a good point. We have not discussed that very
much. Load management because of the play-in.
Absolutely. Well, things went from bad to worse for the Boston Celtics, who have not played up to expectations this season. And now there is news that Jaylen Brown, your namesake, Jaylen Brown, is out for the season. And they look like they will be in a play-in game. Jaylen, what does this mean for the Celtics as they finish up the regular season?
This means for the Celtics, not only Danny Ainge, I'm going to start with him. Okay. When the Celtics first made the conference championship, I believe in 2018, they were the youngest team to do so, or maybe the third youngest team to ever do so. Since 2014, they've had the most first-round picks in the entire NBA. So you had the best young core, you had the most picks, in particular the treasure chest you got from the Nets, and you weren't able to either cash in on the player or develop a player. So that's going to start with Danny Ainge and Brad Stevens. We know what Tatum is. We know what Brown is. Smart has made himself into one of the best and toughest, made himself into one of the toughest players in the league and a lockdown defensive caliber player. We know what they are. But man, they struck out on the draft. Man, they struck out on their bigs. So for them, it's about pride. You got to at least make the playoffs. You can't get bounced from the play-in, Jacoby. You can't get bounced for the play-in. So if you're asking me what's next, a first-round exit where they make the playoffs and they lose in 5 or struggle to 6. That's what's next.
That certainly seems like the fate of the Celtics.
Not getting eliminated from the play-in, exactly.
Of course, it's ESPN. It's the offseason in the NFL, so we have to talk about Aaron Rodgers. It is time for some more unfounded, irresponsible quarterback speculation. The latest is this from his star receiver on the Packers, Davante Adams, who has a contract that is up at the end of this season, says that if Rodgers is not with him, he'll do some extra thinking on his future with the team. Jalen Rose, what does this mean to you?
Broken news. All-pro receiver prefers to play with MVP quarterback? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You don't say. I am not surprised. He's going into his contract year, and Aaron Rodgers has no guaranteed money, which means he doesn't have an extension. So he and Aaron Rodgers could be on their main source, Jacoby, and that's looking at the front door.
Mm.
They could be looking at the front door. We shall
Packers
see
team
if both of them don't get paid.
Went to two straight NFC Championship games, and now imagine you're the Packers or a Packers fan, and you could lose Adams and Rodgers over the course of a season. That is wild. Jalen, I am so excited for our guest, James Borrego, the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets, is joining us right after this very short break. You don't want to miss that. Stay tuned. You're watching Jalen.
They're crushing it this year. Player development.
Coming to you live above the Heineken River Deck here at Pier 17 in New York City. And right now on Jalen and Jacoby, we have the honor, the privilege of being joined by the head coach of the Charlotte Hornets, James Borrego. Thank you so much for taking the time to join us.
Man, how we doing?
We're doing great.
Appreciate
it. Great time of the year.
One thing that we always say is success is a function of realistic expectations. Has your Hornets team exceeded your expectations?
Well, it's tough to say. You know, you go into a season, you never know what your group's going to look like. We just said, let's take it one day at a time. Let's better, you know, every single day. I know we exceeded the expectations of the outside world, but for me, I just went into the season saying, let's get better every single day, every game. And we're where we're at right now because of that hard work. You know, the guys have put in the effort. They've been committed to each other. I love this group. It's a fun group. They play together. They play the right way. We compete every night. And we've developed. You know, everybody here, our organization, our culture is about development. Our young guys, our veterans, everybody's gotten better. And when you get better, you know, who knows where you're going to end up? You never know. And we're in a great position right now. We put ourselves in a wonderful position. And the future's bright. There's a lot of bright spots here ahead of us, and it's an exciting group. I love Melo. I love the additions. So we're in a good place right now.
Congratulations, Coach, so far on doing an amazing job. And you touched on something that I always look for with a young team, and it is that development of Miles Bridges now shooting 40% from three, and P.J. Washington and the quality minutes he's giving you. Scary Terry averaging career highs. It seems like every player has a rhyme or a reason to their game, which has now put you in position to be a part of the NBA play-in tournament. What are your thoughts on having those players and or being a part of the play-in tournament?
Well, I love that, you know, opportunity to have the play-in in front of us. You know, our guys playing in these moments at this time of the year is obviously, as you know, is important. You got to feel playoff basketball. You got to feel these moments to grow and develop. But again, to your point, Jalen, it is about development. We've done this out of development, internal growth. That's been our number one priority here, is get better. And we've done that with Devontae, Miles, PJ, Terry Rozier, as you said. Everybody's taken a step forward. Melo's grown throughout the season. So when you have that, you put yourself for these type of positions. And I love this for our young guys, playing meaningful basketball at this time of the year. And this is only going to set us up for the future. You know, they have to feel these moments, these pressure moments, Jalen, as you experience in your career. These are defining moments for you to grow, you know, and our guys are feeling that right now. It's unfortunate that we don't have Miles right Now it's unfortunate that we don't have Gordon right now, but these other guys are gaining wonderful experience and great experience that's only going to make us better down the road. And a lot of time through this adversity, you know, Miles being out, it allows Jalen McDaniels to step up. When Gordon was out, it allowed Miles to grow and develop this season. So through the ups and downs of this year, we said stay the course, continue to grow and develop. And I just love this for our guys. I love being in these moments right now, playing meaningful basketball this time of the year. And you just have to go through it. As I told my guys yesterday in the meeting, you just have to go through the fire. There's nothing that I can give you. You just got to go through it together. But they're a wonderful group. They love playing together. They love competing together. They've been a real joy to be around.
LaMelo Ball is just one of the most exciting athletes to watch perform. When you got him in the building, when did you first realize that you had something special in LaMelo?
Well, the first 2 days, I had no idea what we just drafted. It was wild. It was wild city, you know. The ball was going all over the place. You know, it was 100 miles an hour. You know, we had turnovers all over the place. I had no idea what we just drafted. And, you know, we didn't have a summer league, which was crazy, right? We didn't have the summer league to sort of figure out this kid. We were thrown into the fire with this kid. So trying to figure him out was a real process, but he was... You know, I'd say after the first 3 or 4 days, he really settled into our culture, into our group, and he has had a major impact. His joy and his spirit is infectious. He's exactly what we needed. He's exactly what we want to be about. He plays with a joy, an enthusiasm, an unselfish spirit. He plays winning basketball. He has really set our franchise on a path for success moving forward. And, you know, the personality, the person is just a wonderful guy. He has a joy about him every single day. He never has a bad day. You know, there's never a bad day with Melo. And it has really ignited our program. On the court, it's been his playmaking that we knew he had from day one. The passing, the decision making. I think where I'm probably the most surprised is the shooting, number one, and the ability to finish at the rim, number two. Those two qualities at this, you know, young age of 19 is special. So you put it all together, he's had a major impact on our winning program, and we're in a good place for years to come because of that.
And the basketball is a magnet. And when you have a guy like that, that everybody always feels like they're open, people move, they cut. They're enthusiastic about playing with one another because the basketball has energy.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I mean, our pace, Jalen, from last year to this year has changed immediately because of him. Guys are running, right? Guys are cutting. Guys are rolling to the rim because they know it's going to come their way. And Melo has ignited our playmaking on with other people. It's not just Melo. It's Gordon that's done it. Terry's taken a step in that area. Obviously, Devontae has had that. Miles Bridges, his playmaking this year has increased. That's not all on Melo, but I think Melo has had an effect on that. You know, it's contagious when the ball is moving. It's contagious when you're rolling to the rim and somebody's open and that ball finds you. So he deserves a lot of credit, but I give credit to a lot of guys as well. You know, it's this has been taking form over the last couple of years. We were a very good passing team last year. We've done it again this year, and I think Melo has only accelerated that and taken us to another level.
Coach, I want to thank you so much for joining us here on Jalen and Jacoby. Congratulations on a successful season. We look forward to watching you finish up this regular season and join the playoffs.
Appreciate it. Thanks for having me.
Thank you. We'll be back with much more right after this. Doubleheader Wednesday night on ESPN. First, it is the Wizards going up against the Hawks in Atlanta. And then in the nightcap, it is serious Western Conference implications. It is the Trailblazers going up against the Jazz. That one's at 9:30.
My goddamn dollar.
Welcome back to Jalen and Jacoby on ESPN. Jalen, this evening in Los Angeles, the New York Knickerbockers take on the Lakers in a big game for both teams. And that man right there looks like he will return. What does that mean for the Lakers?
You know what it means for the Lakers and the LAPC and the Staples Center?
What?
For the first time in like 25 years, you're going to see a New York Knickerbocker invasion of fans, of jerseys, of celebrities, of so many people that live, represent our homegrown from the East Coast. They are about to invade the Staples Center tonight with pride representing their New York Knickerbockers. As their team has been in LA the last couple of years, faces of returning the return of LeBron and AD, I'll say Lakers plus 10. I like the home team in these scenarios when the squad has been in L.A. a few days.
Few nights I'm just saying, in L.A.
I don't bet on sports. I'm just saying, that's what I would do.
Jalen, it started as rumors, as whispers, as a joke, but it looks like Tim Tebow's going to actually play tight end for the Jacksonville Jaguars. What do you think of this news?
I'm actually not mad at him. Like, if you're an all-time great athlete and people want to keep giving you opportunities based on not only your talent, but your fame and how it can make money for you and them, I'm not mad at it. Like, him and Urban Meyer are like father-son relationships. Who wouldn't give that guy a check? That's basically what he's doing. Now, the problem is if the ownership allows him to give him a check to play tight end, it seems like he should be getting a check to be a coach. That's where it gets a little muddy, because he's basically taking a roster spot in practice and or in training camp for somebody else.
It's one thing to be invited to training camp. It's another thing to actually play in the game. I would be surprised if Tim Tebow ends up actually making the roster and playing in the game. I want to thank head coach of the Hornets, James Borrego, for joining us on the show. We have exclusive content with him on
Thanks
the podcast.
Thanks a lot, Coach JB.
And we'll be back tomorrow at 2 p.m. to celebrate the Knicks win over the Lakers. Coach, I know you must get this question a lot, but I absolutely have to ask. Does Michael Jordan put on the gym shoes and get some shots up?
I have not seen it yet. I'm still waiting for it. My first year here, I think it was Tony Parker that tried to get him out there. You know, only Tony could get him. So we had one shooting game my first year, Michael on the floor. Since then, not much, but maybe someday.
What is it like to have the greatest basketball player of all time as the owner of the franchise that you're required to be the head coach of?
Jalen, it's wild. It's wild. I would have never imagined in my, you know, I grew up, you know, Albuquerque, New Mexico. Here I am, you know, just a, you know, had no idea, you know, I'd be in this position someday. But I've been fortunate, and now to be working for, you know, Michael Jordan, it's an unbelievable honor, number one. You know, I feel the weight of that because I want to bring him a winning program. I want to help him taste winning as an owner. And I feel a responsibility, Jalen, I do. I feel that responsibility every day when I come to work to put in my best, not only for my team, but for our owner. He has those high expectations. No, there's no greater competitor out there than Michael Jordan, and he wants to win, he expects to win, and he's entrusted me to do that with his program. And I feel that weight, I feel that responsibility, but that's what gets me up every day. That's why I feel alive every day. That's why I come to work and want to be better every day. That sort of leadership and that sort of respect is what's pushing us forward. I know it pushes me forward, and I know it pushes our players forward. So it's an honor. I love the weight, I love the responsibility. And I just feel honored, really, Jalen, to be here today as the one that he chose to lead his group.
Coach, I did some research on you in preparation for this, and I don't really do a lot of research.
What?
I don't like to work too hard.
Say,
I did a little research for this.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
So you had a pretty good basketball career yourself, Coach. You mix it up. You ever play pickup out there, a little rec league or something?
God, it's been a while. I still got my up and unders. You know, I was the old Kevin McHale, Jay. You know, I was up there up and undering. You can ask David Disney about that. You know, they used to call me the Badger. So it's been a while, Jay. I mean, it's been a while, guys. I miss it. But what I always say to people, being a head coach is probably the closest thing it feels like, that spirit of playing as I've been to playing the game. Being a head coach of an NBA team, I feel that the juice is flowing, the decision making, the competitive spirit out there on the floor with my guys. It's the closest thing I've had to playing. So I still feel it, but I miss it. I get out there with my kids every once in a while. I got to show my kids I still got a little bit of game. I can still shoot it a little bit, you know? It's not much, but I miss it. I miss playing. There's nothing like playing the game.
Your young superstar, LaMelo Ball, is going to win Rookie of the Year. Who do you feel like should win MVP of the year in the NBA?
Wow, great question. We might be seeing that guy tonight in Jokic. I mean, he's had a spectacular year. I think what he's done with that program, even with, you know, Murray being out, he's continued to elevate that program. They've won at a high level going back to last year, but this year it's been special. I mean, he does it all out there on the floor. He's a playmaker, decision maker. He can score at all levels. And the way he's put this team on his back, he deserves a ton of credit. I think you can look at Embiid as well. You know, another guy that's taken that team to the top of the Eastern Conference. Those two guys really stand out to me. And, you know, you can pick, you know, between those two, but special individuals, special players. But I think, you know, what Denver has done this year without Murray, it speaks to the greatness of a Jokic.
Absolutely, and you might be looking at Embiid in a seven-game series in just a couple weeks right now. So one of the things I wanted to ask you as we wrap this up is, I noticed behind you you've got a whiteboard. I've been trying to get some information off that whiteboard behind you. Was there any part of you that thought maybe you'd leak some strategy on ESPN with the whiteboard behind you?
So I put some fake news back there, some fake strategy, you know, for tonight's game, a little bit of fake. There's not a lot of secrets here, guys. I wish I had more secrets up there on the board to make us, you know, all a little bit better. I'll just put a little fake news out there. But look, I more than anything, guys, I love this group. You know, we play together. We play the right way. We've been a fun group to watch all year. It's unfortunate we've not been the healthiest, you know, of late. But the future's bright here in Charlotte. And I feel the energy. I feel a great vibe with my guys. I feel their spirit every single day. I just feel a responsibility to bring my best every day. And I think my staff, our staff, deserve a lot of credit. I have a great staff that, you know, puts in a ton of hard work. And, you know, the relationship with Michael, Mitch, and myself, that alignment is huge for us. You know, I think that having that alignment from top to bottom gives you a chance. It doesn't equal success every single time, but it at least gives you a chance. And that's where I feel a peace right now with this group, that we have a chance to do something special, not only this year, but down the road.
Well, you're doing a wonderful job, Coach. We appreciate you joining us. Because at Jalen and Jacoby, we don't just box score and bandwagon jump. We actually watch league pass. And you're doing an amazing job with the Charlotte Hornets this year. Best of luck, and thank you for joining us.
Thanks, man. Thanks for having me. Appreciate it.
We always say we get the people what they want. Part of giving the people what they want is recording podcast exclusive content. Jalen, Anthony, Rose.
What up, though?
Let me tell you something. Things could work out really good for the Jazz. Now, in the production meeting this morning, you said, you fixed your lips and actually said that you would pick the Jazz over the Lakers in a seven-game series. We don't have to do that yet, but the way things are looking, it looks like the Suns, the Clippers, and the Lakers could all be on the other side of the playoff bracket from the Utah Jazz. Which is interesting, meaning they wouldn't really have to play a true contending team outside of Denver without Jamal Murray, but with Campazzo, my guy, until the Western Conference Finals. What do you think about that, Mr. Rose?
And that's if the Lakers fall to what seed during this play-in?
Seven.
So Lakers finishing seven, allowing the Jazz to finish
one. See what I'm saying? So it would be like 2-7.
Correct.
Would be Lakers, Suns, and then winner of that, Clippers most likely. And then you're going to see the Jazz in the conference finals. The Jazz would have to play like the Warriors and then the Nuggets and then the conference finals, something like that.
So I want to teach you a multimedia trick, listeners. David Jacoby already know what I'm about to say. Let me teach y'all a trick.
I pretty much know everything you're about to say. I've been doing this for 10 years.
Let me teach y'all a trick. When I speak into a microphone and I say I'm picking the Jazz, I've thought about their path. I just didn't tell you that. Does that make sense?
No, that doesn't make any sense at all.
I've thought about their path. Just like the Nets, I thought about their path. And for me, number one seed, definitely winning the East, regardless. But the number two spot, I'm taking the field.
Because in the West, there's that gauntlet. There's that Eastern Conference gauntlet, which could be Heat, Bucks, Sixers.
Preach, preach, preach. And so I, as a player, people hate to admit this, as a coach, you look extremely far into the box score and you landmine because this is your livelihood, who you might play and why. And let's not ignore that you know teams that you're better suited to compete against versus somebody that got your number.
Mm-hmm.
And you also know that luck and path are a part of who advance. Survive in advance. You know what people don't really do? Go back and look at everybody you beat once you get to the finals. They just say that you're in the finals. Yep. It's just like, I say this to students all the time. Before you sign to take that student loan, remember my words. People ask you where you graduated from college. They don't ask you where you went your first, second, or even third year. You hang the diploma to where you graduated. So for me, I've already acknowledged if the Jazz get the number one spot, I love them more. I love them more. And you just exposed something that I thought I was sitting on, their path. We talked about it in the East. I was like, they got to go against Bam. They got to go against Giannis. They got to go against Embiid. I'm taking the field against the Nets. But you just did it with the Jazz. And because you did so, all I know is this. If Spider Mitchell, and I'm glad Reg DeLez reminded me, and Mike Conley come back healthy, I like the Jazz getting to the Western Conference Finals.
It depends on how it all shakes out. Appreciate the romantic music, Reg. It depends how it all shakes out because it does look like I can't see the Lakers losing a play-in tournament game and then ending up in the 8th seed. I just can't see that happening because you know LeBron and AD are both going to play. Whether they're 100% or not, they're going to play.
And you don't want that karma and momentum. You can't play. You do or die when you're in the play-in. This ain't time to be trying stuff. You the reg ball king. And
he said, this ain't time to be trying stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Like, for real, work on that in the summer, dog. Point game, I don't want to see that. I remember when James Harden came back shooting one leg, and I told you, watch how long that lasts. Never.
Yeah, remember that in offseason? Remember talking about he added this new unstoppable move? Didn't do it once. Not one time.
As soon as you shoot that and miss it, scrap it. You know
it's
what I'm saying?
48-minute game. LeBron's playing 44 minutes.
Correct.
AD's playing 46
Correct.
Minutes.
They're not playing no games.
Not at all.
Let nobody go no 8-0 run, no 10-4 run. We cannot, somebody getting foul trouble, somebody else get hot. Like, they're going to play against Steph Curry, dog.
Jalen, there's something else about the West that I really like. Do you remember when Anthony Davis scored 42 points against the Suns this weekend?
Mm-hmm.
Big game. They beat the Suns without LeBron James.
They did.
That looks like that could be their first round matchup.
Yeah, not good for the Suns.
I don't think that's great for the Suns. If you're Chris Paul, it's such a good story. Chris Paul joins the Suns, brings them up to the number one record in the league, soon to be overpassed by the Jazz, and then they end up playing LeBron James and Anthony Davis in the first round.
Well, here's what you do, however. Control your own destiny and not lose the other night like you did in Atlanta and try to get that number one seed from the Jazz who've been playing without Donovan Mitchell. That's what you do.
Mm-hmm.
See, that you got to now dig deeper and treat these regular season games like they playoff games because they are.
Yep.
Because
and then
they
you
are.
Also, I think the Lakers are pretty much guaranteed to be in the play-in. Because
oh,
the Trailblazers have
the
tiebreaker. Yeah, the Trailblazers have a tiebreaker. The Blazers still have to play the Suns, the Jazz, and the Nuggets, I believe. Doing this off the top of my head. That's
tough. And let's go in reverse. You remember Jalen once said if the Lakers are involved in the play-in, he doesn't think they're going to win it all. Let me tell you why. Because they have the opposite path of the Jazz. That's why I said it.
Interesting. Now listen, because it is a play-in situation, but if you ask the Lakers if they would rather be the 7th seed or the 8th seed, they'd probably rather be the 8th seed.
Can't play those games.
No, you can't. Not in a playing situation.
No. You can't be like, oh, we gonna rest them, lose one, and then
No.
AD step on the scoreboard or anything.
No.
Can't play those games.
Those are not games that you can play, especially in the playing tournament. And let me tell you something: if the Lakers in the playing game, that's like a game seven right there. I'm glad that's on ESPN.
Seven.
You better start thinking about your suit. You better start thinking about the playoff hair. That's gonna be a big number. That's gonna be a big game.
It's gonna be a big game.
I'm excited about that one. This is shaping up so nicely. I don't know why you kept saying that Adam Silver is gonna have a little extra caffeine in his coffee or whatever it is, but this is working out really well for Adam Silver. This is gonna be good for the NBA.
Don't caffeine get now? What are the effects of caffeine?
It gets you a little excited, alert,
right?
Wakes you up.
That's what he should be because of the play-in tournament.
Jalen, I'm excited about this. Jalen, we always celebrate power couples, and we've had our eyes on a power couple in the recent developments between Alex Rodriguez and Jennifer Lopez. They broke up. They got back together. And then Alex Rodriguez says he tried everything to make it work, which makes me think that it was his fault. But we have new news. Jennifer Lopez and Ben Affleck, who were engaged and broke up 14 years ago, went to Wyoming, just the two of them.
The two of us.
What do you think about going back to your exes?
We
just what do you think about
it
that? It just seems
try.
Like sometimes you just want something familiar.
Just
you don't want to start all over again with someone new. You're just familiar with each other.
You want
you know
that
it works.
Old thing back. Like
what do you
Biggie
think about Jennifer
said?
Going back to the ex?
Here's what I think. The NBA has done a terrific job of adjusting their tampering rules, but it hasn't affected forming of super teams. If they're already going to Wyoming, and we already understand that they have been basically texting, calling, communicating, visiting, you know what that makes me know? I don't have to speculate. That they were kind of doing it before Harry and A-Rod broke up.
Oh! There were some rumors of some electronic mails between the two of them while she was filming a movie in the Dominican Republic.
Hold on. Hearing ain't the best. You know my eyes ain't the best, but my hearing ain't either. What'd you just say?
There were some rumors, because you know I like to do research for the show. I have to research this stuff. And I saw that while she was filming in the Dominican Republic, while she was still with Alex Rodriguez, that perhaps Mr. Affleck wrote a couple emails to Jennifer Lopez, who's probably like jenniferlopez@gmail.com.
So a couple of things. Ben Affleck doesn't respect A-Rod, or he doesn't feel threatened by A-Rod, or he wouldn't cross the line like that. So for me, that's a flagrant foul by him. When you see somebody else in a relationship with somebody else, especially if all of y'all are public figures and y'all kind of move the same, like that's just sloppy, like to be real with you.
Yes.
Now, if you're A-Rod, now you're not innocent. Now, by the way, you're not innocent. I work for the New York Post as well. And I see you in Page Six a lot. And a lot of those electronic emails and FaceTimes Jacoby's talking about were with who, Jacoby? Because you introduced me to the reality star stuff. Who was the lady that was talking about?
Southern Charm is a woman named Madison, I believe her name is. And while she's a lovely young lady that I've watched on TV, she ain't J-Lo. Come on, A-Rod.
And so it sounds to me like both of them were cheating on each other.
Mm-hmm.
If I had to summarize the timelines, because by the way, usually if you're in a relationship with somebody, that means you told them you love them, right? Do you say those words in your relationship with somebody?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're deep and they're engaged.
Okay. So usually, like, if I love you on Sunday, but I'm already in Wyoming with somebody else on Monday, that means I was kind of planning it. So that means I was telling you I love you certain days when I was kind of getting electronic emails from Ben.
And Jalen, I just want to remind everybody something, because you know I like to gossip. And I might be wrong about this. I might be wrong about this, but I believe Ben Affleck, at one point in his previous relationship, just straight up and flew a private jet from wherever he was with his family with the nanny. I really think that happened. I'm going to Google it right now because that'd be super slanderous of me to say into a microphone if it wasn't true.
So you Google it while I untangle this drama. So basically what this sounds like to me, for A-Rod and J-Lo, it seems like they both had one foot in and one eyeball out. And so what makes it a lot more tricky is when you involve the kids. Mm-hmm. You know, I saw the video of one of their daughters on the internet crying about the relationship. And that's where it gets a little tricky, you know? But lastly, I'll say this. I am not here to judge A-Rod. I am not here to judge J-Lo or Ben Affleck. Because you know what you got to do in life? Live for right now. And you know what it takes? Courage to be happy. Let me rewind that tape for everybody. It takes courage to be happy. Not doing what's best for your family. Not doing what's best for your kids. Not doing what's best for your reputation. Not doing what's best for your bottom line. Like, doing what's best to make you happy. That takes a lot of courage. How much courage did it take for you and your wife to go out of town for two nights?
Great.
Like, just think about it.
Great. No kids. Waking up at 6 in the morning, just looking around, like, where are the kids? What am I doing? Oh, wait. The kids are thousands of miles away. I'm going right back to sleep.
Did you feel like, you know what? I'm being a bad dad right now.
A little bit. Right? You know what I mean? Give me a little guilty. I'm not allowed to enjoy myself, dog. Let me tell you something that happened this morning. Like, I'm not allowed to enjoy myself. So I went and played pickup basketball last night, right? My wife had some people over. And then I told her in Miami, my buddy, shout to Rom, he texted me, he's going, can you go golfing Tuesday afternoon? I said, yeah, why not? I said, Joey, I'm going to go golfing Tuesday afternoon. She's like, yeah, you do that. I want you to have fun. This morning, reminded my wife that I was going golfing this afternoon. Not happy. It's like, you agreed to this 2 days ago. You told me you want me to have fun. And
y'all
now
was on
I
vacation
remind
then.
You,
y'all was
I already
on vacation
got permission.
Then.
And so what I did is, I'm not dumb.
You asked me on vacation. That's like asking for something during sex.
Jay, here's the thing is, if I tell her I'm going to clean out the garage on Saturday, she writes that down. She remembers it. She saves that file. If I tell her I'm going golfing on Tuesday, drag it to the trash, doesn't remember. Brand new news. Every time. Every time.
So
what I started doing is I started just texting her. So I've got a digital trail of being like, you approved to golf Tuesday afternoon. You're picking up Chloe from the bus. Man. So I did some research. Ben Affleck did fly to Vegas with his nanny. And I'm looking at a picture of this nanny. She's an attractive young lady. However, they did some, like, cleaning up of after the news got out that happened. It was for a celebrity poker tournament. Tom Brady was in the jet. It was for a celebrity poker tournament. They were just working together, la, la, la. But all I know is I'm flying on a private jet with my nanny without the kids. That's all I know. I'm not doing that. So the kids aren't on the plane.
Can I tell you
a
secret?
The wife ain't on the plane, but you and the nanny are on the plane.
Can I tell you a secret? Hit the brakes, Reg. You definitely ain't taking the jet or a commercial flight anywhere with the nanny, especially being married to a sister.
Oh yeah, my wife would murder me. I'd be dead. I wouldn't even be able to get on the plane. Shoot down the plane.
There ain't even no explanation. There's zero explanation.
Yeah.
There's zero.
Without the kids?
What?
With the nanny?
Indulge us right now. Give us three excuses somebody would try to make to their wife in that situation, Jacoby. Three excuses.
I'll tell you right now. Well, I was planning on flying the kids out later, so I wanted her to already be there to pick up the kids because I had to do the celebrity poker tournament. I didn't know if I was going to be available. Okay? She had some friends that were going to be in Vegas, so she was just jumping on the plane to get a ride. We weren't actually together. I was just giving her a ride to Vegas.
That's too.
See? Okay. She'd never been to Vegas before, so I figured, you know what, she does such a hard work, she takes care of my kids, so I just figured, you know what, I'll just expose her to that experience. She's a big Tom Brady fan, I knew Tom was going to be on the jet, so I thought that she would enjoy that.
Oh, man.
So you know I'm married, but I can come up with four real quick, just like that.
Oh, man, that's hilarious right there. That right there, please pin that to your IG page. That is hilarious right there.
I can't put that on my IG. No. Whoever's recording this right now, don't put that on social. What are you talking about, Jay? You trying to get me murdered? No. What are you trying to do? You know Joey. Put that on your IG. Put that on social. What are you talking about, Jayla? She don't listen to the pod, but she definitely follows me on social.
And you know what else is funny? And it's just all jokes. Not only could you wouldn't think to dream to put something like that on there, you know what else you ain't gonna put on there? You playing golf today?
No. 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 I'm definitely coming home with some flowers.
You won't see no footage of Kobe playing.
I'll be coming home like, do you want me to pick up anything? Do you need some food?
Hey, Jacoby gonna be at the golf course smacking people phones out their hand like Mutombo in that supermarket commercial. Like, don't post nothing. Don't put nothing from this golf game on y'all page.
No. No. Jalen, one Monday night you gotta come out and play basketball with us, man. It's so much fun. I love the game of basketball. Now that I'm vaccinated, just playing basketball with my friends, it feels so good. So good.
I will.
I can't wait till you're back, buddy.
I would love to.
We will be back tomorrow to celebrate the big Knicks win in Los Angeles. Julius Randle revenge game goes for 40 points and knocks the Lakers into the play-in tournament. That will be tomorrow. Why is that?
We're not done. We are not done.